This is Jared Roskamp from the Ag Masters Conference here in Champaign, Illinois. And I'm with Mr. Greg Luce, which is the Agronomy Research Manager for Pioneer. Greg, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself here and where you're from?
I'm the Agronomy Research Manager with Pioneer. I'm from Johnston, Iowa. Been on this job for about a year. I was an area agronomist in Missouri for about 25 years with Pioneer prior to that.
And you spoke a little bit today on genetic and agronomic improvements in corn. And I guess of your speech, if you had a take-home message that you wanted to get out and, you know, and could say in one moment, what would you say you want people to know about the new genetic improvements?
Well, we see genetic improvements actually accelerating from the pace they have in the past. We've seen a very good gain in yield potential, you know, dating all the way back till the time when corn hybrids were first sold in the 1920s. To date, we've seen a nice steady progression, but that increase has steepened, and we're seeing some things with transgenics now. We can add genes that provide protection against insects, and we provide weed control options and things of that nature, but now we're seeing some benefits in terms of yield with the ability to withstand drought better. Hopefully products that will be more nitrogen use efficient and things of that nature that will add to the yield potential of corn.
And you guys are putting these genetics in more effectively and faster, correct? I mean, how's that process work?
It is a lot faster than it was in the past. And breeding is a slow process, and it takes years to develop inbred lines. But we have we've actually got techniques where we use laser selection, where we can chip a part of the corn kernel, take the cap off that kernel. The rest of the kernel is intact, so we can still plant it. We know whether that kernel contains a specific trait we're looking for. That's a way that we've speeded things up. We also use genetic markers to identify certain traits that we desire to have in that plant. We have a fast corn system, a functional analysis system for traits. That's a fully automated way to check traits in corn hybrids. All of these things, together with other advances that we're doing in plant breeding, have allowed us to screen a lot more and code a lot more lines than we ever were in the past. In 2009, we'll have actually coded more inbreds than we did from 1930 to 2008. I know that sounds incredible, but that's what we're looking at, and that's what's allowing us to speed this increase in genetic gain.
Okay. Of all these new technologies you're putting in here, you talked a little bit about the importance of upping your population rates. Could you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Over time, I mean, all the way across the decades that we've had hybrid corn, we've seen a steady increase in populations. The optimum population goes up because corn hybrids are more stress tolerant than they were in the past. And those stress tolerances or drought tolerance, the ability of corn to utilize water more efficiently, other nutrients more efficiently, and sunlight, we've selected hybrids that are much more upright typically in leaf structure. We can have crowded together more plants, and that just means more bushels per acre. If we don't plant at higher populations, we're leaving a lot of yield on the table.
Okay. And kind of to wrap up here, I guess, where do you see the corn industry going here in the near future? And, I mean, what's going to be the biggest step as we go forward here?
Well, that's a tough one to know what is going to be the very biggest. I think that as we increase the stress tolerance of corn and make it more drought tolerant, that we may increase the acres of corn in some areas of the country that have typically grown grain sorghum, for instance. But for folks in, say, Illinois, where we have very productive soils in most of the state, we're still going to see those advantages. We're really excited about some things we're looking at in terms of transgenes in corn that's giving us better stress tolerance, but it's also giving us better results under high yield as well. Some of that has to do with more synchronous pollination timing, keeps more of the kernels from aborting, so we have more of the kernels still on the ear at the end of the season, even if we've been through stress periods. So some of those things are going to add up to improve corn yields over time.
Thank you for your time, Greg. This is Jared Roskamp again from the Ag Masters Conference in Champaign, Illinois.